Now we come to stanza number 34, and in generating patience, we talked about three ways. First one was how to take on and accept the suffering and pain and forbear it. The reasons why we don't need to be, or we should not be impatient and angry and upset about that. We talked about that. Second is through understanding the nature of the all the phenomena, situation, how I am, how everything is. And through that, how it's not right, how it's not worthy, how it's not right to feel angry and upset and hateful. Now we come to the third point, that is why we should not be angry at people who are harming us. Or people who do negative things or are angry with us, why it is not right, why it's not reasonable to be angry and upset and hateful to them. Now this starts with saying that this is stanza number 34. It says, if things could be according to their wish, no suffering would ever come to anyone of all embodied beings, for none of them wants pain of any kind. So we do not get everything that we want, because everybody, all sentient beings, we want happiness, we do not want suffering, we do not want pain. And if what we wanted happened, then there will be nobody who would be suffering in this world. That is not how it is happening. There's lots of suffering, there's lots of pain and problem. So how does that come? Yet ceaseless, carelessly, all unaware, they tear themselves on thorns and ardent in pursuit of wives and goods. They starve themselves of nourishment. Some hang themselves or leap into the void, take poison or consume unhealthy food, or by their evil conduct bring destruction on themselves. But because of people's ignorance, because of negative emotions, like too much attachment or too much aversion or hatred or anger, or just because of their unawareness, people do things which actually bring sufferings and pain on themselves. Like through unawareness, they could just hit something or put a nail or a thorn inside their flesh, which makes them lots of pain, or all sorts of accidents can happen just because they are not aware enough or careful enough. But then sometimes when they are overpowered by their negative emotions, like too much attachment or too much aversion, they can even kill themselves. Then lots of people who have hang themselves, jumped over the cliff or taken poison or, you know, lots of things like that. Although, you know, if you ask, you know, it's actually the people want the most best for themselves. But when they are under this influence, overpowered by the negative emotions, they even harm themselves. For when affliction seizes them, they even slay themselves, the selves they love so much. Usually I defend with everything I have to save my life. I am angry with anybody who is trying to harm me. I fight with everybody who wants to harm me. I do everything to, you know, to save myself, to secure myself, to, you know, to get rid of all the things that harms me. But when I am overpowered, seized by these negative emotions or afflictions, then I even harm myself. So therefore, this is what we can see. This is happening all the time. So how can they not be cause of others' bodily distresses? Then if you can harm yourself, who you so much love, you know, then how it is not possible that when they are under the power or under the influence of negative emotions, that they do not harm others? So when somebody is harming me, I need to understand this, that, oh, you know, this person is under the influence of negative emotions. Under the negative influence, is taken over by, like a demon. So therefore, in this state of mind, this person can even harm himself or her himself. So it's not a big deal that he's trying to harm me. I just have to be careful and I just have to, you know, protect myself, but there's no reason for me to hate this person, because this person is in a very difficult situation, in a very bad situation, under a very difficult and you know, negative influence. So then when I can see like that, and when I can react like that, probably I don't need to get angry at him. Stanza number 38. Although we almost never feel compassion for those who, through defilement, bring about their own perdition, what purpose does our anger serve? Usually, you know, those who do negative deeds and harm others and harm themselves, we do not, even if we cannot become compassion to them, even if we don't feel, you know, empathy and sympathy towards them, even if we don't feel kind to them, there is no space to be angry. We cannot get angry at them. Because when somebody is so much kind of a mad, or, you know, under so much kind of a negative influence, that they can even harm themselves, who, you know, they love most. They want to usually do anything to protect themselves from harm. But even that they can do, they can harm themselves. Then it's nothing that they harm others. So therefore, it's not because, you know, they are bad or they are, you know, especially wanting to do something wrong to you, but just because they are under a very, you know, dark influence. If those who are like wanton children, are by nature prone to injure themselves, there's no reason for our rage. It's like resenting fire for being hot. Now there are two ways of looking at this. You know, these people who are doing negative things, who are angry, upset, and you know, destructive. Are they naturally like that, or they are only sometimes or temporarily like that? So if they are naturally like that, if they are like that, then we can't be angry at them, because you know, like there are some children, very wanton means like spoiled children, not controlled, and they will, you know, they just run around, they do things, they make pranks, they, you know, and they jump over things, they do, you know, because they are wild and they are not, you know, disciplined. So most of the time they injure themselves, and then also they can injure others because they are like that. So when you are kind of, you meet somebody who is like that, or maybe the example is, if you meet somebody who is you know, who is mentally not stable, or somebody who is totally drunk, then what would you do? You try to protect them. You try to see that they are not causing so much trouble to themselves and others. You don't get angry at them. You don't resent them. You know what's going on. They are sick. So in the same way, you know, to hate somebody who is in that situation, that because they can harm you, because they are in that state of being, is like, you know, hating fire because they can burn. The nature of the fire is hot. It's not their fault, it's hot. So when you know that, you know, and you put your finger inside the fire, you can't hate fire, you can't, you know, be angry at fire, because you know that fire is by nature hot, and there was no business for you to put your finger in it. So in this same way, people who are under the influence of negative emotions, you don't have to engage. You try to stay away from them. You try to protect yourself, and also try to protect them if you can. But there's no place for anger and resentment and things like that. Then, 40. And if their faults are fleeting and contingent, if living beings are by nature mild, it's likewise senseless to resent them as well. Be angry at the sky when it is full of smoke. But if you think that this negative influence is temporary, when somebody is taken over by negative emotions, then they can cause trouble and problem. But then when they are not, then they are not like that. Then they can be nice and, you know, and good, and do some positive things also, then there is even no reason, there is even more no reason that you need to be angry and upset with them, because temporarily they are, you know, they are defiled, they are affected by this negative emotion, and that's why they are doing this. It's like, you know, when there is smoke in the air, then, you know, you don't like the smoke, but you don't hate the space, because space has nothing to do with the smoke. Smoke is there temporarily because of certain reasons. So, of course, you don't like the smoke. That is, you know, polluting the space. But you don't get angry at the space because there is smoke. You can't, because it's two different things. So in the same way, if people are generally okay, but when they are possessed by negative emotions, they can do negative things, then also there is no reason to be angry at them and upset at them and hate them. So therefore, there is really no good reason, or really, you know, if you are wise, there is no good reason to be angry and upset with the people, even those who are doing negative things. 41. Although it is their stick that hurt me, I am angry at the ones who wield them, striking me. But they turn are driven by their hatred. Therefore, with their hatred, I should take offense. But if you say that, I am angry with this person because this person hit me, this person harmed me, this person did this or did that to make pain and suffering and problems for me. If you think like that, then you say, like, if this person hit you, how did he hit me? Maybe he hit you with a stick. Then you say that, you know, actually this person didn't hit you, the stick hit you, so you should be angry with the stick. Why are you angry with the person? But then you say that, yeah, but the stick would not hit by itself, because stick does not, you know, stand up and come and hit me on my head. This person took it in his hand and hit me. Oh, then this you are angry with the you are not angry with the stick, but angry with the person, because person is the cause which used the stick to hit you. So therefore you want to get angry with the cause of the process that made you painful, suffer. If that is the case, then even this person is not the real cause. This person's anger is the real cause. This person's negative emotions are the real cause. This person's ignorance is the real cause. Because if this person was not overtaken by negative emotions, then he would not be angry. If he were not angry, he would not want to harm you. If he didn't want to harm you, he would not pick up the stick and he would not hit at you. So therefore, actually, eventually, it is the hatred, it is the negative emotions that is the real cause of all the problems. So then, in that case, you should be angry at anger, not at the person who has been used by the anger to harm you and also himself. In just the same way in the past, it was who injured living beings. Therefore, it's right that injury should come to me, their torture. And eventually, if you want to go even further, it is possible that I have created an action, maybe an action that harmed this person or somebody, and that made a karmic causation that I would be hurt also. So therefore, if that is the case, then eventually it comes to a negative action that I have performed. So therefore, you know, this person is just a medium or just an agent or a you know, kind of a clock in the whole sequence of causes and conditions. So there is no reason to specify this person and get very angry with him. Their weapons and my body, both are causes of my torment. They, their weapons, I, my body, brandished. Who then is more worthy of my rage? There are many causes and conditions. You know. If I am hurt, it's not just because of one cause, one condition. There are many causes and many conditions. I am myself is one of the conditions. Or like, if somebody hit me with a weapon, then their, you know, their weapon is one of the causes. The anger of the person who is wielding that weapon is one of the causes. But, and then all the causes and conditions that led to this person, you know, getting angry and holding the weapon and hitting it on me are, you know, the sequence of causes and conditions, but also my body. If my body was not as sensitive as it is, then it wouldn't hurt me that much. So therefore, that I have a very sensitive body, is easily hurt, is also one of the causes. So therefore, they, their weapons, I, my body, brandish. They, their anger, their weapon, I, my being there and my kind of little bit also perpetuating their anger, and then, you know, being there, you know, and then also be so kind of vulnerable and, you know, unable to defend myself. All these are causes. So then, who then is more worthy of my rage? I should be either angry all of them, or not necessary to be angry at any of them, actually. This body running sore in human form, merely touched, it cannot stand the pain. I'm the one who grasped it in my blind attachment. Whom should I resent when pain occurs? One of the main reasons is also because I'm so attached to this body. I'm grasping so much to the body. And if a little hurt, I feel so bad and so, you know, so kind of hurt and so feeling bad. That's why, you know, my strong attachment, my strong, you know, holding on sensitivity of myself and my body is also one of the causes of the suffering. We who are like children shrink from pain but love its causes. We hurt ourselves through our misdeeds, so why should others be the object of our rage? So we are like children. We don't want pain, but we want to play and run wild and do things, wild things. So we, you know, we jump and we, you know, we make all sorts of things that might cause us pain, but, you know, we don't like pain. So we hurt ourselves through our own misdeeds, through our own wrong ways of seeing, wrong ways of doing, like wrong way seeing, because actually when we analyze like this, there's no reason to be angry and upset and things like that. And then if you really understood this, we would not be upset and angry. We could laugh at the problems and sufferings and things like that. So why should others be the object of our rage? Why should we be so angry and upset and, you know, so kind of hateful to others when it is mostly ourselves who are creating all these problems? And who indeed should I be angry with? 46. This pain is all my own contriving. Likewise, all the janitors of hell and all the growths of razor trees. So therefore, you know, basically it's everything is the way I grasp. The way I grasp, because of my aversion too much, because of my sensitivity of myself, my pride, my all, my clinging, and because I hate, even, you know, I grasp so much my body and all these, you know, things, and my pride, identity, my all sort of things, and then when something is happening, I feel that this is something, you know, really hurting me, or even sometimes if it's not hurting me, I think it is really harmful to me, and like that, and so, you know, and then when I say this is bad, and then I kind of hold on to it as something really bad, and really with so much aversion, that it becomes the cause of so much trouble and pain and, you know, things like that. So I create my own pain. I create my own, suffering. So in the same way, I mean, in the long run, everything that I, you know, even the hell is created by my mind. So as it is said, and there is no, you know, who made these burning grounds and who made these, you know, the Yamarajas or the janitors of the hell and all these instruments of burning and all these kind of things. Nothing else, nobody, just my own negative state of mind. So therefore, you know, eventually, it's created by myself. So therefore, there's really nobody to blame to. There's not really nobody who created this, all these problems for me. It's my own negative state of mind. 47. Those who harm me rise against me. It's my karma that has summoned them. And if I through these beings go to hell, is it not I who bring their ruin? So this is important, you know, actually, all these things, the harms to me, and, you know, is actually created by myself, my own karma. But these people who are harming me are like, you know, like the instruments that is used. They're used as instruments. They become like instruments to inflict this negativity on me, which actually created by my own negative karma. So therefore, it's my own creation. But then, these people who did these negative things to me, and therefore, they actually created negative actions for themselves and a cause for themselves they created a negative karma for themselves, which they will have to go through, the result of which they have to go through in the long run. So because of them and through my patience, all my many sins are cleansed and purified. But they will be the ones who, thanks to me, will have the long-drawn agonies of hell. So if I am practicing patience, then I'm actually, the thing that these people do to harm me, it became a very good thing, because it became a remedy for me to purify myself and get rid of all my negative karma. So it benefited me immensely, if I use this in a good way. But they was very much harmed, because it caused them to go to hell. Not because of their fault, but mainly because of my fault, because of my own negative karma. So, actually, I should be grateful to them, not hate them. Therefore, I am their tormentor. Therefore, it's they who bring me benefit. Thus, with what perversity, pernicious mind, will you be angry with your enemies? So therefore, actually, I cannot be angry with my enemies. I should be grateful to my enemies. So therefore, you know, it's very important to understand this and see that actually my enemies are my real friends. If I know how to use them, if I am patient, if I can practice patience, then actually the enemies, what enemies do, can be a source of great benefit for myself. So therefore, there's really nothing to be angry and upset about that. How much harm they do depends on how I react, how I take it, whether I'm skillful, whether I'm not skillful, whether I'm able to take it in the right way or the wrong way. So therefore, it is important to understand this. So this is stanza number 49. Yeah, stanza number 49. Thank you.